welcome to the Bruce Allen Show, a dad's point of view. I'm Bruce Allen, and today we're going to talk about Father's Day and also pouting pride and family, spelled P-H-M-A-M-I-L-Y. And that's inspired by this week's A Dad's Point of View of column of the same name, and I just chose to spell family funny. You can find my columns all over worldwide, or just go to BruceAllen.com, hit the Writing Plus tab at the top of the page, and you'll get a drop-down menu with all the different things you can find on my website, from my video blogs, which are called vlogs, to the Because I Said So comic strip, and much more. Please follow me on Twitter at Bruce Allen, and please like the Dad's Point of View Facebook page. We're over 5,000 likes, finally, and I'm very happy. Would like to see that grow. It's a great community. And I would urge you to stay in the loop and sign up to receive my weekly newsletter. You just do that at the homepage at BruceAllen.com. You will receive no spam, I promise. Today we have Pastor Drew Sams for Spiritual Wrap and two segments. We're going to talk about Father's Day, and we're going to talk about the topic of pouting and pride. And we also have back with us, as always, Dr. Jennifer Weberman, who evidently has a whole lot of things and suggestions for parents on how to deal with pouty kids. So I'm looking forward to hearing her list. She always prepares for the show and is a wonderful, wonderful guest. The new Because I Said So comic strip is called Dad the Tech Genius. Well, you know that's sarcastic. And tonight at Dad Chat, for those of you listening here live in Santa Barbara, we will celebrate Father's Day by chatting about dad heroes, whether they were our dads, were or are our dads, or any dad we know. My dad has been gone nearly 10 years, and his birthday is in July, and he would have been 98 years old. I miss him a lot, and I'll talk about him a little bit later. I've written about my father many, many times, and I consider him a certifiable hero in the non-traditional definition of it, which is part of what I would like to get to. Sunday is Pet Wrap, which is my new chat about pets, and it's every Sunday, and it's at a new time, which I hope is more convenient for participants. It's at 5 p.m. Pacific time or 8 p.m. East Coast time, and this week's topic is pets and our kids. Obviously, there's all kinds of issues about pets and our kids, from safety issues, which is obvious, to the whole regular parental frustration of getting a pet and the child promises to take care of it, and of course they don't. And so who takes care of Rover or Sissy or whatever the name of the cat or dog is, if that's the kind of pet, mom or dad. So it's frustrating, and that's what we'll talk about this Sunday, 5 p.m. PT, 8 p.m. ET. The new vlog, my video blog, is my latest reading from my book, The Empty Nest Road Trip Blues. This time it's chapter 9. There's only two more to go. And chapter 9 is called Boston, Here We Come. So it's Father's Day. I want to do a little bit of reflections on my dad, and then we'll do a dad's point of view life lesson. Hopefully I won't get too teary-eyed here. My father was a regular guy. He graduated high school barely. And he became a dental technician, which is basically a man that worked with his hands. He loved my mother more than anything else. They were together for 73 years. They were married for 66. They met when she was 14 and he was 17 on a lake in Michigan. My father defined courage in a different way than many, which is he did his job regularly. He worked hard. And I have such a distinct memory of him coming home at the end of the workday and my mother putting these cotton balls that were soaked in some really smelly, bizarre concoction, medicine or whatever, on his eyes, and my dad would nap. He'd then get up for dinner, and we'd sit down as a family and have dinner, after which, Monday through Thursday, he would return to his office and work for another 3 hours or so. This was Monday through Thursday. He went in for two-thirds of a day on Saturday, and he mostly didn't work on Sunday. That was his routine. We took a couple vacations in my life that I remember, big ones, relatively big. One was a touristy trip to Hawaii, and one was a Princess Cruise-style trip to the Caribbean. But mostly we would go locally. I grew up in L.A. to like a San Diego or a Palm Springs because my parents couldn't afford more. And it was funny. I was talking with my younger son about the fact that he's already been to Japan, to Canada a dozen times, to New York, to London this past December, where he went on a stage tour and got to see like 6 or 7 musicals. And he's 16 years old. I didn't get to any of those places until well into my adulthood. And I just wonder if our kids appreciate it. I know that that's something we all struggle with as contemporary parents. But my dad was just a good, good man. And that's the heroism that I really think of. He loved my mother. He took care of business. He did not complain. He also had one trait that was really weird. Because he worked in the dental industry, I don't know if this relates, but he would cut himself a lot working with the tools, and he'd often come home with these really ugly looking wounds that my mother would treat, but he seemed to have no problem with whatever pain. So whenever he required dental work, he didn't like getting Novocaine because he said he hated staying numb for another 2 hours. So they'd work on him without Novocaine, and he was okay. Either he had a really high pain tolerance or he was a little crazy, but I don't know. So I love him very much, and I miss my father a lot. So my biggest suggestion is if you are not close with your father, get close while he's still with you. You can't go back after the fact. Thankfully, I have no regrets in that regard, but I do miss my father. Let's find a Dad's Point of View life lesson, and let's listen to one right now.
You got to accentuate the positive E-L-M-I.
I'm Bruce Salen, and this is A Dad's Point of View. Words hurt, so watch what you say. The power of words can be as harmful as the power of a fist. With the advent of modern technology, we've seen the damage that a simple text can do to a middle school child when something hurtful is spread. And like a leaf blown in the wind, it can't be retrieved. It is incumbent upon parents to teach children to watch what we say, what we write, and what we text. Parents need to model good behavior in this regard, and not gossip, and not disparage others with casual disregard. Remember, your kids see everything you do, so model what you want them to do. I'm Bruce Salen. Find me at brucesalen.com, and please be the best dad or mom you can be.
Bruce Salen, that's one of you!
It's a great book that touches on this topic, which I think I mentioned, which is by Rabbi Joseph Telushkin, and it's called Words Can Hurt, Words Can Heal. And that's just a little follow-up on that Dad's Point of View life lesson. Pouting and pride is part of our topic today. And in the article I wrote, I pretty much assert that there's not much good that ever comes from pouting. There's occasional good that can come from pride. And we'll discuss this with our guests. But I welcome calls to me via email, bruce@brucesalen.com, Twitter, @BruceSalen. And again, I invoke you to like the Dad's Point of View Facebook page and to especially join the Dad Chat community. For moms out there that often say, hey, can moms join? My response is moms make the community. It's an interesting irony that something with dad in the title almost always gets moms attention and interest, while something with mom in the title almost never gets the men or the dad's interest. I can assert some politically incorrect reasons for that, which I will, in fact. And I've written about this a lot in my Men versus Women blog series, which you can find on my website. But I think the reason is very simple, that the men think the women are talking about buying shopping, shoes, coupons, diapers, and don't really care. And the women want to know that there are good men out there, good dads in particular, and they're interested, especially the single moms that may have a deadbeat or a louse of an ex. They want to have faith that there are good men out there. And that's my theory anecdotally. There's no evidence other than I have a very large contingent of women and moms that follow everything I do. So I get those stats from Google Analytics. I get it from Facebook Insights, and it's just reality. And I certainly see it at Dad Chat with the reports I get about Dad Chat. Okay, it's time for a break. We're going to have Pastor Drew joining us because Sherilyn Laban is teaching a class today and is unavailable. So stay tuned after these messages for Pastor Drew.
Call Bruce Allen, 'cause he knows what to do.